Previously on Random Orgasmic Noise.
Hello guys, my name is Random Orgasmic Noise, otherwise known as Ron. And today, I want to tackle something heartfelt and serious for a change, other than clogged arteries. Because you eat way too much McDonald's, that shit will kill you. Trust me. Anyways, I want to ask you, have you lost anyone special to you, or something special to you, like a goldfish, or all of your anchor listeners because they thought you were too vulgar and they just jumped ship like it was their fucking Titanic because they aren't loyal fucking fans? Well, trust me, I've been on that ship too, and I know how to get better with my patented 5-step program of stop looking like a sad bitch, because trust me, no one wants to fuck a sad bitch, okay? Their makeup gets everywhere, stains everything, and you're too cheap to buy the heavy-duty soap because you work a minimum 8-wage job. It doesn't go well. That's why no one fucks a sad bitch. But with my patented 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes, 5, I can count. Okay, fuck you, kindergarten teachers, I can count. 5-step program, I will make you no longer a sad bitch. I will make you a happy, less pathetic bitch. So journey with me and experience my 5-step program to stop looking like a sad bitch. Let's take this journey together and let's heal together. Because trust me, you are horny, and you want to fuck a good-looking guy tonight. But they won't fuck you if you look like a sad bitch. Let's get started with our first step, denial.
Like, oh my god, guys, my name's, like, Jessica, and I'm here to talk about, like, denial and stuff. Because trust me, I know a lot about denial. It's not just a river in Utah. I stole that from iCarly. Yay! Anyways, I know a lot about denial. My friend Susie, she's like super fat, like as fat as an elephant. Like she ate a fucking elephant fat. Anyways, she kept saying she wasn't fat and I'm like, bitch, you are fat. I weigh 129, give or take daylight savings, and you weigh 130 with daylight savings. And she's like, whoa, that's not a fat weight. I'm like, yes it is, bitch. It's such a fat weight. You take up a lot more gravity to hold your fat ass down than me. And she's like, wow. And I'm like, we're not friends anymore because you're fat. She's like, I'm not fat. I'm like, yes, you are. Okay? Get it through your fat stomach. You are fat and me, I'm skinny. And she's like, no, I work out a lot, okay? And plus, you're very unhealthy. I'm like, no, I am not unhealthy. I only eat one time a day. And even when I do eat, I only eat like 1 grain of rice. And then I wash it down with like Starbucks. And she's like, wow. And I'm like, wow. Anyways, what were we talking about again? Oh yeah, denial. Okay, I keep telling Susie that she's fat and she's like, and she insists that she's not fat. Okay, but like finally I broke her down and like she's like skinny. She's down my weight. Okay, she's like 129 and I'm like so proud of her. So my advice for anyone like suffering through denial is like stop swimming in that river. It's dirty, bitch.
Now back to our regularly scheduled orgasm. Enjoy.
Now, I know all of y'all just left a denial destination, but by the look in your faces, y'all don't seem so happy about it. You look angry. You look crabby. You look distant. You look mad at the world. But don't fret, because Mama is here to help you, not sexually, because I see all y'all as children, and Mama doesn't do incest, you little nasties. But Mama does do tips, and her number one tip to not be angry is to stick a little vibration device on a carrot, stick it where the sun don't shine. It will make you scream, oh lordy, I'm happy again. You can thank me later.
Now, the next stop on All Grief Express is bargaining. Now, I don't know how to make bargaining funny, okay? So, I just need your help, okay? I need your help. Okay, just lend me some jokes because bargaining is hard, okay? And I'm already having a hard day because I've just lost all my fans because they weren't loyal and I thought they were loyal and I just need help here, okay? I need help. You don't know what it's like to always just be like, oh, look at me, as they're like I'm supposed to be alive because I'm the famous rapper. I can just do it. It's hard. Okay, so just please be my fan and just make me funny by lending me some jokes about bargaining. I'll even be straight, okay? I'll just nom on that clam shell purse, okay? I don't even know if that's an expression for a vagina because I'm desperate and also gay, but that's besides the point. Just let me lend a joke. Help me be funny. I need your help.
And that concludes the scene about bargaining. If you're troubling, if you are having trouble with this bargaining grief express trip, I don't know any medicine or anything to help you because bargaining is very avant-garde and I don't have any tips to help you. So, I'm just the tour guide, okay? Don't ask me questions, bitch. Bye!
If you are feeling sad and depressed and you need some help, please use
Head On. Apply directly to the forehead. Head On. Apply directly to the forehead. Head On. Apply directly to the forehead. Head On.
Available at Walgreens.
Hello guys, this is Random Orgasmic Noise, otherwise known as Ron. And I'm just here to say you have reached the final destination of the grief tour. And that final destination is acceptance. And might I say, it's a damn fine place to be. Through denial, anger, bargaining, and depression, you have learned to cope. You have learned that even though someone you have loved very much is gone, they are not apart from your heart. They are not apart from your memories. They are not apart from the love that you shared with them. They are always a part of you, and they always will be a part of you. And acceptance is not forgetting that they are gone. It's living with the fact that they are gone. Living with the fact that they won't be there for you, but you're okay because they are there with you, with your memories, by your heart, by your love. And by accepting that fact, you will accept that you can live your life again. You can live knowing that even though someone you love very much is gone from you, they will always be a part of you in some way, in some shape, in some form. And it's a beautiful thing, actually. It truly is. So, I say this with a happy heart. Enjoy this final destination called acceptance. Deserved it.